If you missed the Sandhill Crane Festival in East Tennessee over the weekend, you have another chance to see the birds. Reflection Riding Arboretum and Nature Center here in Chattanooga will take you to them this weekend. Mark McKnight is president and CEO of Reflection Riding, and Tish Gailmard is director of wildlife there. Mark, Tish, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
I'm learning a lot about sandhill cranes, and I'm not done learning yet. What can you folks at Reflection Riding tell me about them?
Yeah, so this Saturday, we're actually leading a sandhill crane tour. This is actually a program that I started 2 years ago, and it was designed for me because I kept hearing about the Sandhill Crane Festival, and I kept missing it. I would always hear, oh, this past weekend, we had a great time. And I thought, we should do one that's the weekend after the Sandhill Crane tour and get everybody who forgot or didn't get out there, because it really is truly one of the most amazing natural history phenomena I've ever seen. I've been fortunate to see birds all over the world, and this is just one of the coolest things, and it's 45 minutes, maybe an hour from Chattanooga, depending on where you live. What we're going to do is actually meet up at Reflection Riding in front of our sandhill cranes. We have two in captivity, so you can see them and look at their little weird red eyes and see them really up close, and then we'll carpool out to the Hiwassee Wildlife Refuge, and we'll see, hopefully, thousands of them out there. They stop in every year on their migration. And I think actually TWRA originally planted this as a deer field. It's corn that they planted, but the sandhill cranes found it and they started stopping here every year. And it's really fantastic.
They stick around after the festival.
Yeah. They're here for about a month. Yeah. Yeah. And they're pretty predictable. I mean, obviously it's all weather dependent and all those triggers that happen instinctually for their migration, but they're here for a good long time. So it's pretty cool.
And tell us more about their migration pattern.
We're on the Eastern Flyway, and there are three flyways across the United States. And so they travel from up north and make stops along the way as they make their way to Florida. And the Hiwassee is one of those stops. It's a really well-known stop. And if the conditions are really good, you're going to see thousands of sandhills in one spot. And if we're lucky, there may be some whooping cranes mixed in.
And the sound of these sandhill cranes, I've heard it.
It's really incredible. Their call can resonate for up to a mile away. And a lot of times people will be out hiking or walking and they hear the sound, but they can't see the bird because the bird is flying so high. But the sound continues and you hear it. What's really cool about our location is starting out at our place and seeing our sandhill cranes, you're going to be literally 3 feet from them. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to appreciate their beauty and their elegance, and they typically call when we have a lot of people out there, so you are really going to hear that call.
They know when they have an audience.
They do.
And tell me more about them up close.
They're very large birds, 3 to 4 feet tall, really big wingspan, beautiful light gray color, and they have red heads. The male usually has a brighter red head, and he can inflame it when he's angry or amorous. So it's fun to watch that. Most people are familiar with martial arts moves, and a lot of those moves have been mimicked after crane moves.
Really?
Cranes have an elaborate dance that they do when they're mating. Beautiful, beautiful dance. And so many of the martial arts moves are mimicked after a lot of these mating rituals. The male can be very aggressive and very protective of his female, particularly when there are eggs on the nest. And our male is notoriously rough. He doesn't like males. I should say human males. He will let females in the enclosure, but depending on his mood, you got to make a fast in and out. So he's very protective of his territory. And they are just simply elegant birds. You'll see them standing on one leg. They'll have another leg tucked up underneath them, which is a very common position for any bird, really. It's a comfortable position. And then they'll take their beautiful long neck and that long beak and tuck it under their wing feathers. And so they kind of curl up in this little oval standing on one leg. It's just beautiful, beautiful. They're gorgeous birds.
They have a lot of character.
Whole lot of character. Whole lot of character. They really do. They're very interactive with our guests. Typically, when someone comes in, they call. They will greet you. If you're one of our facilities guys, they start calling because they know they're bringing loud equipment that can upset them.
They'll follow you around, too, which is really fun. So they'll follow you from one side of the enclosure to the other as you walk.
These cranes have come back.
Yes. In Tennessee, the crane numbers were way down, and thanks to restoration efforts on TWA's part and several other organizations, the numbers are way up. So that's a really good thing.
So this time of year, this is when they pass through. This is when they stop here. What about the rest of the year?
Some of them will hang out in this area. Some of them will stay. Most of them go on down to Florida and hang out down there. Some will stay in Florida and some will make the migration back.
How do they fit into the food chain in the ecosystem?
They're both predator and prey. So they mostly eat really herbivore type food items, but they do eat small invertebrates that they're going to find in the water, frogs, small fish, and then they're going to be food for larger animals, usually a coyote. When the cranes have babies, the babies are certainly susceptible to being part of the food chain.
We expanded their pond. I guess that was about 2 years ago because we kind of released that right before we did this first tour. And we created a little waterfall and excavated an area and created a deeper pond for them. And when we first did that, it pulled a lot of soil up, obviously, and it exposed a lot of the things in the soil, little grubs and things like that. And they were super happy. And then right after that, some frogs moved in, and we were joking that it's free food.
It is free food.
They were able to just hunt right there in the enclosure.
And again, the information about the tour.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is going to be Saturday, January 25th, this Saturday, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're going to meet at Reflection Riding, our Arboretum and Nature Center, 400 Garden Road at 1. And then we'll hear from Dr. David Aborn a little bit about the natural history of the species, and then head out to the Hiwassee Crane Refuge.
UTC's Dr. David Aborn.
That's right. Absolutely.
And for more information about everything else going on at Reflection Riding?
ReflectionRiding.org, and it's riding like riding a bike.
All right. Mark, Tish, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.